Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Maggie Helgeland, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Today is the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter, and so we get to read this beautiful gospel of Jesus asking his apostles, who do people say that I am? And they respond with, you know, Jeremiah, Elijah, John the Baptist. And he asks a more pointed question, saying, but who do you say that I am? And Peter responds with the right answer, saying, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. To which Jesus answers him and praises him, saying, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and so on. So in this sequence of events, we have the first question, our Lord asking his apostles, who do other people say that I am? And they give him an answer. And then the next more direct question, who do you say that I am? And Peter gives the correct answer. But then Jesus redirects it and says, like, yes, that is correct. I am the Son of God. But this is who you are. So he turns it around back at Peter and says, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. So once Peter answered the question, who do you say that I am? Jesus turns it around and says, this is who I say you are. And so I can't imagine how Peter must have felt in that moment. I don't know if he was excited a little bit, maybe a little bit of pride. He was like, ooh, I got chosen to be the rock upon which this church is built. Maybe he was confused. He didn't know what that would mean down the road or what that means for him now. I would imagine, though, too, that he probably felt inadequate. You know, maybe he asked the question, who am I that the Son of God has chosen me to be the person upon which his church is built? Who am I? And I think many of us can fall into this way of thinking, right? We were given some great gift, and it's good. There might be aspects of it that are definitely hard or bring about suffering, but overall it's something good. And then we might turn it back and say, but who am I to be receiving this good gift? Who am I to be in this role? Who am I to be doing this? Whatever it is. But as we can see through the life of St. Peter, great things come when we are able to push through those feelings of inadequacy and questioning our own identity and whether or not we're able to do what's been placed in front of us in order to actually go out and do it. Like, we look at St. Peter and see the rest of his life that, sure, he stumbled and fell multiple times, but ultimately he wound up giving his life for Christ. And his life serves as a witness to us as Christians, as what it means to be a follower of Jesus. We're all faced with these opportunities or these situations where we can feel inadequate and we can feel small. And in those moments too, the Lord says, not only, who do you say that I am? To which our response should be like our friend, Christ, the Son of the living God, all of these things that he is. But then he counters that to us and says, despite your feelings of inadequacy, despite your feelings of smallness, this is who you are. And I'm appointing you to do this great thing. I want you to be a part of this something great. And so this is something for us to ponder too, of not only answering the question, who is Christ? Because I think that's an important thing to talk about, to reflect on. But then who does he say that I am? What is he asking of me that is not necessarily going to be Pope of the Catholic Church, but still something great in our own way? And what is that? What is that that he's asking of me? So let's close in a prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to be in discipleship with you. We thank you for continuing to reveal yourself to us and to reveal to us what it is that you desire of us. And Lord, we ask that you would continue to open our hearts to whatever it is that you are asking of us, that we may know more fully who you are and know more fully who we are, that ultimately we may serve you, bring others to you, and be able to spend eternity with you. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.